Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I thought of you yesterday, Valdez, and it was easy because I was reading my Bethesda magazine, which I got, and I like to peruse
through there.
This is
Matt Valdez.
And, you know, every once in a while there's some articles in there I enjoy reading. There was a whole section about Maryland crabs. Uh-huh. And I'm reading, it's like how to pick them.
This is Matt Valdez.
All the restaurants that have them, the best places to get Maryland crabs. But here was the thing that was so disappointing.
Okay.
Like, it's like, I guess it's because it's almost like a myth now. Most of the restaurants and places around town don't serve Maryland crabs.
Yeah, they're from like
90% of them, they say, are from Texas.
Yeah, the Gulf, Louisiana.
They're not from Maryland.
Didn't know that.
Because
North Carolina,
they say in season, they're too small. The demand is so great. The cost is so much.
Cramps.
That we're not even getting Maryland cramps.
What is the world coming to? This is an outrage.
That's why you got to go into the Bay and get them yourself.
You got to get them yourself.
Or you got to know a waterman.
Right. But here's the thing.
Which I do.
We only get crabs once or twice a year. Right? It's just, you know, we just don't do it that often. But I always think I'm getting Maryland crabs.
You're getting duped.
I'm getting Texas crabs.
Right.
But doesn't matter if they taste good.
That's fine,
where
but
from.
Still, that's kind of the truth. And here's the other thing that I thought you would think was just completely blasphemous. But maybe you're on top of this and maybe you knew this.
My crab game is always
on point.
They're not
yes.
even, these local places, like there's a famous one in Bethesda, they don't even use Old Bay. They use a knockoff seasoning.
They're Zatarain's? Because you can't use Zatarain's. But you can use something else.
J&O. They say that has a, it might
the
be
J&O,
that.
I've heard
J&O's
talk
fine.
About that
I think
before.
It's that. They say it's a little finer.
It's coarser. Old Bay's finer. J&O's is coarser.
Maybe it's a different. Maybe I There's thought it was J&O. What does J&O stand for? Do you know?
I just know I want a J&O and I eat it.
You can tell that
you might be doing that after the show today, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the main reason is because they're just expensive, too expensive for the restaurants
expensive,
to buy.
They're too small. There's not the same output of crabs that there has been, there was 20 years ago. And because of that, the cost is too prohibitive.
Yeah, I remember talking to Phil from Jerry Seafood. He said,
"Where's he get? He probably gets 90% of his from Texas and Louisiana.
No, he gets them for Louisiana.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a show."
And I think he said it's because the Maryland crabs are just too expensive for them to buy.
They're too expensive.
Yeah.
Now, you say you could get them like in the off season, you're more likely to get Maryland crabs.
Well, the best time to get crabs is actually in November because they're getting ready to go under for the winter and they're nice and fat.
Yeah, I think they're bigger.
Yes.
They're bigger for some reason. They also say when you want to get crabs, you know, you go Monday through Thursday.
Weekend is for all the tourists.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's just too much. Too much demand. You go Monday through Thursday. That's the best time.
J.O. Spice Company established in 1945 by James Ozzie Strigel.
So James Ozzie.
Yes. James Ozzie.
And you use the number one blend.
He's the second most famous, third on the Ozzie list. One, Ozzy Osbourne. Two, Ozzie Smith. Three, James Ozzie.
What about Ozzie Newsome?
He might crack the top three. He doesn't knock Ozzy Osbourne off the top perch.
What about
Hello.
The Wizard? The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz is
your favorite movie,
too.
Cakes.
It's not Ozzy. Okay. It's a top fiver, not my favorite. Kind of regrettable. It made the top five.
I get psyched that you're thinking about me by reading
crabs.
Well,
how could you not think about you when it is a 10-page section of all about crabs and how
but
to
Eric,
pick them?
You know, my family, I have watermen in my family.
Right.
So if you ever want good Maryland crabs, just let me know.
I will.
Who are the watermen in your family?
They're like cousins.
My cousin Will.
Will?
Will the Waterman?
His father, Pat.
Willie Waterman.
Yep. But it's mainly Will.
So that's what they do. That's how they make their living. They make their living crabbing.
Strictly crabs or other?
My cousin, yes.
Other seafood thrown
in
the mix?
My uncle has his own construction business, but he also He started the, the crab business, and then Will kind of took over.
Does right. that now on does, the side.
Does Will do pots or trot lines?
Both.
Have you ever been out there with him?
On the boat?
Yeah.
No.
Crabbing?
Is it a big
he
boat?
He goes butt early.
Is it a big boat, or is it like a small-time operation?
Small now, these, again, I'm a crab noob. I understand crabs getting caught in the pot. What's it? A trot line? Is that what you called it? A trots line?
A berry line.
What's going on?
You tie chicken necks to a rope, and then you put it into the water, and the crabs come up and bite the chicken necks.
That's very white trash compared to the pots, in my opinion.
And then you slowly go by it, then you bring it up with the pole, and the crabs are hanging there off the chicken necks. Then you grab them and throw them in the pot.
Okay. Nice.
Selling.
I believe you've met my cousin before.
I have. I've gotten crabs from Will.
Yeah. Were they good?
Yeah, they're silly. Yeah.
Now, do they have a shop? Do they sell them out of the back of a truck? How do they sell the crabs once they catch them?
They have that brown wooden basket thing, and you go.
I'm talking about your watermen relatives.
Yeah, yeah.
How do they sell the crabs?
Who do they sell them to?
They sell them to restaurants across the bridge. Mostly across the bridge.
So they go to like Red Eye Dock Bar.
Also have an individual buyers that come to them all the time. But yeah, they sell them. Usually the restaurants across the bridge will go to those guys.
Got it.
So after the Caps game last night, I'm sure you guys didn't tune in to the very end of the Cleveland Cavaliers Toronto Raptors game.
You're correct.
No.
I did.
No, I did. I watched the end.
Stole that game. The Cavs trailed the game whole time.
Before you talk about that, I tuned
Raptors
in too.
Had that game in hand, had a couple of bunnies at the end.
So correct me if I'm wrong.
They couldn't
the Cleveland Cavaliers didn't lead the entire game until overtime.
Right.
Correct.
It's unbelievable.
I tuned into about 3 minutes of the Jets-Predators series, and I saw Philip Forsberg, who should be wearing a cap sweater, score another nice goal in the playoffs, and I immediately turned my TV off.
Didn't they lose?
They lost.
Yeah, they lost.
But every time I see him play, I will always think, he should be a lifelong Washington Capital. And he's not, because we had to trade for Martin Erat.
You need to get over it.
I can't. Get over it.
The Raptors may ultimately come back to win this series. They seem to be the better team. I just saw a stat. The Cavaliers, I believe, in the 7-game series with the Pacers were outscored overall. All right, so the Pacers actually outscored them.
Game six, they got blown out by about 40. So
in the clutch, so far the Cavs are minus 67 for the majority of the game. But in the clutch, they're plus 28. So they're winning at end of games.
Cavs.
And LeBron is doing
He's
it
doing
with game
it.
Winners. He had because a game tire last
were,
night.
They were down, I believe they were down 105-101 with a minute left or so, and LeBron scored to make it 105-103, and then he scored the game tire.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did in OT. But look, I said you got to find ways to make other guys beat you, and LeBron didn't have a great game shooting the ball. He was 12 for 30, but other guys beat him, like Korver, and I think J.R. Smith had 5 or 6 threes.
So what you're telling me is I'm going to lose Lowry and DeRozan in the playoff pool in about 5 or 6 games.
It's one game.
Not necessarily.
It's one game.
Because
not going to beat the Cavs.
They actually look like the better team for the majority of the game. Actually, the whole game until the end.
They had a pretty sizable lead in the first half.
Okay, well, they gagged away and they lost on their home court.
Well, they got to find a way to win. They got to find a way to close, and that's been their knock. Is just finishing.
But the other thing that was amazing to me is how bold Tristan Thompson is. So Tristan Thompson contributed, I think he had a double-double off the bench for them, played well. Apparently, you know, this whole thing about him cheating and having a thotterage, he apparently either invited Khloe Kardashian or was expected that she was going to have these 4 courtside tickets. And she said, not interested in the courtside tickets with you. You're a cheater. So he just invited his side chick.
Oh, did he?
You're kidding.
Wow.
That's what it's, according to this story, says Khloe told him she isn't going to any of his playoff games in Cleveland and gave him back his 4 box seat tickets. So Tristan gave the tickets to his side piece, Lonnie.
All right. Well, that's over. That seems to be over. He's going to invite his side piece?
Yeah, but
maybe,
you know what?
Maybe Khloe's just out on
it. It happened in
now.
A foreign country. It's like it didn't even happen. Happened in Canada. That could be his excuse. Isn't he Canadian? Is Tristan Thompson
from
Canada?
Is. Yeah. I think he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Big Canadian dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's from Toronto.
Hey, why?
I'm 98% sure.
Maybe it was a relative.
I'm right. Sure it was a relative.
Maybe it was a cousin.
Why does Drake get away with
what happened last night?
He got in a fight with Kendrick Perkins at halftime.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He actually, hold on. He got into a physical altercation.
Oh, well, like everyone crowded around him and pulled him apart. Every game, he'd be kicked out for doing, a normal fan would be kicked out for what he does.
Yeah.
Getting involved.
He's a Raptors ambassador.
It's called money.
He's allowed to get
money. Well, I know. It's just, right. Like,
he's a powerful guy.
It's every game, it's all about Drake.
Yeah,
and those dumb seats right there. No one can just enjoy the game. He's got to be involved in everything.
Kendrick Perkins just in a suit these days. He's not playing.
Right.
They signed him. I don't know why.
He's huge. He would pummel Drake.
Just destroy him.
Yeah. Drake's always getting into it.
All the time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've been basking in the Caps. Winning last night in a game which seemed like it was headed for overtime, but Ovi scores with just a little over a minute left. And some people are upset. They don't believe that the call was passionate enough for the game winner. Feel like the Pens are getting the better calls. In just a few moments, we're going to have seven calls.
Great. That's great. By the way, I didn't have a problem with the game winner call. I thought it was pretty good.
It was
pretty good. I'm just saying, overall, my opinion, they get a little bit more.
You have noticed that.
Oh, sure.
By the way, going forward.
I think overall, can I just finish the point, Kicks? I think overall, they get a little more size for Penguins. It's not hugely obvious all the time.
Yeah, I can see maybe Pierre.
It's a little subtle. They get a little bit more size for them.
Olczyk. I mean, if Olczyk played there and he was a coach for him, you can see why.
Right. You think he's not going to have a bias?
Yeah.
Going forward,
he still feels an attachment.
Much like they do with the Super Bowl or the college football playoff. How about you have one channel that's a Pens call. You have another channel that's a straight-up Caps call. And you can have a neutral channel if you want.
The problem is hockey's not that popular.
I wish it were.
I just wish it were three channels.
Wish I had that.
It's not like the national championship or even the NFL draft, which had three channels. Plus, they had that sub ESPN channel, which is the college guys.
I would just like to have that choice. That's all. Just like to have a choice.
It is what it is. I just think it's an interesting little sports radio topic. But I do love Doc.
Minor.
Yeah, I like him.
Controversy related to this deals with the Nats, actually. So the Nats have been uber supportive of the Capitals. I think Dave Martinez went to one of the playoff games.
He did.
Well, he was wearing a Caps jersey and a hat in one of the post-game pressers.
Apparently, yesterday, they were all donning the all-caps hats.
Right.
Hashtag all-caps.
Saw Max wearing one.
Mm-hmm. Except for one.
Bryce
Harper. Well,
Bryce is definitely a Golden Knight.
He's a Vegas guy. I mean, look, I'm not going to kill
it
Bryce
is what
Harper
it is.
For rooting for his hometown team.
That's where he's from.
That, you know what? He's doing what he actually should do. Now, I think he throws some support behind the Caps as well.
He could do a little of
both.
He's
been a guy who supported the Caps over the years, but for a guy who finally has an NHL team, a pro team in his hometown, I'm not going to kill him for rooting for them.
You would be distraught. I haven't checked where guys are from. That's Jason's specialty. But what if... Are there any guys on this team from Pittsburgh?
On the Nats?
Yes. 25-man roster. I mean, there's a chance.
I don't know.
Oh,
you're going to make me look at the roster? I mean, I can easily do that.
It's a smidge annoying with Bryce because he didn't grow up with that team.
That's true.
He's like a bandwagon
guy. He's been a Vegas guy.
But you know what? All his teams are kind of like bandwagon teams.
Yeah, they are.
Like a Cowboys
fan. He likes the Cowboys.
But Kicks, I told you when Seattle gets a team in the next couple years, they're not going to be my favorite team because I live in D.C. and I've bonded with the Caps.
Well, I appreciate that.
Means the new Seattle team means nothing to me. I have no memories with them.
All right.
So I feel
there's
like
somebody from Philly.
Well, there should be a Flyers
fan. I think Matt Adams is from PA, but I'm not sure if he's from Pittsburgh.
Right.
I'd have to look at his background.
Who?
Matt Adams.
Matt Adams. It says Phillipsburg, PA.
Where's Phillipsburg?
Never heard of it.
Let me see where that is.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that
Phil Phillips.
Was he from American Idol?
Yes.
He had a few hits.
Yeah.
I definitely saw him open for OAR about 5 or 6 years ago at Merriweather Post. Pretty good. But I do like that most of the Nats are throwing their support behind the Caps.
Good. They should.
I agree. Like it. And I don't begrudge Bryce for rooting for his hometown team.
All right. Do you have any of the calls? If you don't have the calls, I'm going to do the sex story.
I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Adams is a Pens fan.
All right, we're supposed to hear all seven before we comment.
Okay.
All right. This is just from yesterday. Okay.
Carlson to drive. He scores! Backhands it off of Crosby, who regathered to Schultz with a shot. He scores!
Identical.
Hey, hold on. Again, my identical complaint is not with
you weren't
the
supposed to comment until no, the end.
No, listen, my complaint, I said it before, and you're only cutting up. Is it Doc Emmerich who's doing the play-by-play call? He's great.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with Doc Emmerich. It's the other guys. But go ahead.
Carlson to drive. He scores! Backhands it off of Crosby, who regathered to Schultz with a shot. He scores! Gave it back to Letang as Schultz has come to the bench. Then Malkin and then Kessel. In front is Hornquist. Kessel gave it. Malkin took it. Moved in. Score! It is Hornquist and it's 2-1. Alexiak had it taken off his stick and he roughs up a bit with back from score! Out in front it is Stevenson and the game is tied.
Shuffled it across. Crosby with a long toss that came to Gensel. Tries to step by. Crosby scores! What a play!
This is turned along now by Kuznetsov. Tries to escape. Cannot. Wilson got it onto the back. Orlov there. Niskanen a drive off the glove. Score! It hopped off the glove of Matt Murray and popped into the cage. And the game is tied. Crosby got it back. It's thrown toward the front. And now coming up with it is Backstrom moving out with Ovechkin in a two-on-one. Backstrom moving on. Across to Ovechkin. He scores! With 107 to go!
It gets me pumped.
Little more flair and enthusiasm for the Pens goals, in my opinion.
I think you're always going to say that.
Oh, not identical.
I didn't know.
Not identical
much
whatsoever. These highly trained ears that have ringing in them at all times.
You have a notch in your ear.
Do have a notch. It's in this ear. It's my left ear.
But like you said, most of it's probably from Olchek or Milbury.
Oh,
or
for sure,
Milbury.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not.
Now
even
we have when they go to.
What I'd also say is this: because if you watch an NBA game, for example, you might say that they're leaning towards LeBron and Cleveland. Announcers tend to praise the better teams more, and this team has a better history, having won two Stanley Cups, and maybe has a little more star power with Malkin and Crosby and these guys who have been in the Stanley Cup finals year after year after year.
Well, the NBA announcers may not.
I wouldn't argue that.
The NBA announcers may not, you know, vocally push for LeBron, but you know the NBA is.
Yes.
There's no chance that the NBA, that Adam Silver wants Toronto to beat Cleveland.
Impossible.
Zero chance.
No, because he knows the TV numbers would stink.
Valdez, what were you saying?
I was saying that we have when they get cut to the studio right after the game.
Oh, I need to hear this.
Now, this one, I think they sound like someone shot their dog.
Right.
Welcome to NHL Overtime. Alexander Ovechkin, his eighth goal of the postseason. Right. The winner tonight, Washington takes it 4-3. They lead the series 2-1. They trail going into the third period. They score both the goals. Ovechkin late in the game. Any concerns? I mean, we expect this to be tight, but any concerns right now with Pittsburgh, the way they're playing?
I have one, and it's Phil Kessel. He doesn't look like playoff Phil right now. And
well, hold on. Stop for a second. Why don't they go into how great the Caps are playing?
Because they're slanted towards the Pens. That's why.
Is there concerns about how who
by
cares
the way,
about the Pens?
Pierre,
why don't we just jock the Caps?
There was a game-winning goal with 1:07
coming
left.
Back down 3-2 deficit
and
in third period.
I believe Pierre McGuire described Ovi's game-winning goal as Crosby-esque.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
You know why?
Well, we've already
because
established
he's a Penguins
that
sleeper agent.
Okay.
That's why.
But we've already established that.
Already been established.
Yeah.
It's fact.
I think if you were to be fair, though, you would listen to that same host who comes back to the studio during a Golden Knights game.
Yes, which I wouldn't.
And he'll have that same type of demeanor
that
kicking
monotone
it to the guy.
It's I don't care about him. I don't care about the pretty boy McHugh. I care about the Caps winning, and then all they want to talk about immediately
is the mistakes that Pittsburgh made.
Phil Kessel doesn't look right.
Well,
so that's what I'm worried about.
And here's probably why that happens if it happens.
Playing ratings to the bigger audience?
Yeah. They had five times the number in Pittsburgh versus Washington.
They definitely have more Pittsburgh viewers watching than I mean, immediately after the game, I mean, I flipped to the hoops, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what Pittsburgh fans
are
doing.
Generally speaking, it's just the way it works.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. Just get the wins.
It doesn't matter. It has zero impact on the ice, but it does kind of tilt you as a fan when you're watching it sometimes. Mm. I think it does.
Okay.
And
immediately after the game, you could put it to NBC Sports Washington. You watch Alan May. Last night, Joe B was there.
I think Grant was there. Was Grant like dancing? He was tweeting about wanting to dance. I saw Drabby and Valdez were watching some video where those guys are like jumping around in the conference room.
Yeah. They're celebrating.
Yeah.
Him and Wes Johnson always go crazy. And then there's like five other people in the room who are just doing their jobs and typing on laptops. Yes. And Grant screaming. It's just funny.
Hey, look, everybody celebrates in a different fashion. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
I have a problem with unfair media coverage of the Washington Capitals, but I have a problem with Grant and Wes Johnson.
So defensive over there.
I'm a defensive person.
You are.
I can't help myself.
Mm. How many beers last night?
Three. I've gotten into a routine. Three periods equals three beers. Overtime, maybe four, but then I'm dancing with not feeling very
now,
well
tonight
the next day.
At the Cakes Classic, MGM National Harbor.
Yes.
What will your routine be?
I think the
no Caps game, no Wizards game, no playoffs that you're involved with.
Maybe one Miller Lite at the table.
You got to stay sharp.
Maybe one. Possibly two.
Cakes is making a huge mistake. Cakes should be staying overnight at MGM or at the Homewood Suites right up the street.
You should have that all locked
up. I'm considering calling in a last second favor to our man David
at Homewood
Suites. But
why wouldn't you have set that up? Like weeks in advance.
Just because I don't want to burn the bridge.
Burning the bridge. You say, look, I got a monthly tournament here.
Yeah.
Can we get kind of a deal here where you just hook me?
Discounted room at the Homewood Suites. Right. Meaning a free room.
That's gone well for us.
Is there room at the inn, basically?
I love when the car is already there.
It's amazing.
I mean,
it's
unless
silly.
It's a sellout, he's going to hook you because he knows that you're going to give him props.
I would think... But I never take anything for granted. I just don't. And I don't like to burn the connections that much. But I might be asking, depending on how late I'm at MGM tonight.
Yeah. Well, you should.
I want to do an MGM thing. I want to do a whole thing. Dinner and the whole nine. Who do I hook up?
What's stopping you?
Well, I need my hookup.
Right.
I feel bad calling the guy that's now in Vegas.
He told me... Because he set me up for, he was still working there for the Maniscalco show, and I spent the night there. Now, he's not going to give you the room for free, but you'll get it discounted.
I like free.
Well,
who doesn't?
That hasn't happened.
Everybody loves free.
I prefer free.
Yeah, you might not get that, but who knows? Maybe they'll hook
you. I mean, I would take a severely discount if free's out of the question. But I just don't see why free's out of the question.
I mean, you're a high roller. You going to be that stingy?
Yeah, I like to save my money. I'm cheap.
I'm free to do what I want any old time.
You are Jesus Jones.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Jesus Jones?
I forgot. That was like my last pre-Cakes Classic routine definitely had sushi and I think a 20-ounce Sapporo before the event even started.
They have a really nice food court.
The food court's amazing. Fantastic.
I believe they have sorbet right next to the sushi want to have that.
I've never dabbled, but I'm sure
it's
delicious.
Ice cream. I don't know.
Might be gelato.
All right. When we come back.
Gelato. So good.
I believe that was a Soup Dragon song. I'm not sure that was Jesus Jones.
I could be wrong.
You botch it?
Yeah, I probably botched it.
You don't have your bag of tuna fish yet?
Yeah, it's right here.
Of course.
But I got the cheese.
See how much it is?
I got the cheesy egg.
Like, how long does it last?
The tuna fish?
Yeah.
Look at how many eggs he gets, too. I mean, there's like 10 eggs. He's a big boy, though.
I don't understand the tortilla chip scooping the tuna. That's kind of a weird combo to me.
That's a lot of tuna.
That is a lot of
how
tuna.
How long does that last? That lasts a week at your house,
yeah,
right?
At least a week.
That lasts a week. Yeah. Who eats it? Mostly you? Or the girls eat it, too?
No, I mean, my girls. It's my wife and I.
The guys on Wicked Tuna have to work overtime. So many hours out of the ocean to get you all that tuna.
But these are money, these cheesy eggs. Mm. Eggs with the cheddar cheese.
Well, cheese on anything is amazing.
Mm.
All right, but thank you, Bethesda Bagels, as always.
Yes, they always come up huge for the Jets.
All right, leading off the EP, just because there's no other place to put this in the show, because we're just too packed.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker, Cakes, the distraction method is a real thing.
Very nice.
This is according to the Daily Mail. The five things that men think about to last longer in the bedroom. All right?
DFS sweats? That's got to be one.
Moneyline parlays.
Mean, sports.
Right. Number one on the list is sports. Let me see. 36.8% of guys said that they're most likely to think about sports in the act to last longer.
Right.
Is that the go-to for everybody in that room?
No.
For me, I bite myself. I bite my lip.
You deliver yourself with pain. I mean,
honestly, I think if I thought about Sidney Crosby skating the Stanley Cup and winning it again,
good loser.
That would put you totally out of the mood.
I wouldn't be able to perform any longer. I would have to just stop.
I told you this before. I bite my lip or I'll bite my finger. Because you can't have pleasure and pain at the same time. So you just go. That's what I do.
Sexy.
I thought you pinched your nose.
Sometimes I would do that with like my nails, get my nails in there.
I remember in Fairfax, you came in and you looked like Rudolph.
Yeah, his nose was red.
Because I pummeled my nose.
Yeah,
the
because
day before.
You're poning so hard.
Yeah.
And you wanted to squeeze your nose, and then you came in and.
Yeah. Really, what that is just nails just digging into
you came
my...
in and you look like you went to a Terps football game.
Right.
You're sitting in the stands.
And if I think about sports for some reason, I think about the Cowboys' offensive line.
That's weird.
I just start thinking about it. I just start thinking about
you start thinking about like Lyle Collins.
Yeah, I just start thinking about
Kyle Frederick.
Like if I need a distraction and I'm not biting myself or something.
What you mean the current offensive line?
Yeah, I just start thinking of guys along the line.
Right.
That's just,
you start thinking about Doug Free.
Yeah, I do. That's what I do. I don't know.
Do you think any listeners think about the Junkies?
Oh, I hope not.
As their distraction.
I'd have to hope not.
Why don't you just punch yourself?
You can open it up to callers, 800-636-1067.
Do you not do anything?
I thought of a particular heinous chick from high school.
Oh, no, you're not.
I swear to God.
But you're still thinking of like a female. Yeah,
true.
But so but heinous.
Yes.
It was just a girl you went to high school with?
Can you write down the name?
You wouldn't know who she is.
I might.
I'm possible.
Write it down.
Cakes might, because he went to my high school. You wouldn't know.
Hey, not Eric. In my friend circle?
And I actually don't know if I know her name now.
Yeah.
So
this,
I do.
This past weekend was me and Laura's anniversary.
Yeah. So did you get it in?
Yeah, so we did the anniversary buns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people don't know this, but Cakes and I share an anniversary.
We do, yes.
Correct. So that means Cakes and Amy had the
right, exactly.
buns.
Right. But during anniversary buns,
yeah. Cakes, did you think of Cakes?
Cakes popped into my head. So I said,
really?
I wonder if Cakes is boning too.
I was not. It was not. It's not a
That's
good
fun.
Time.
Would that picture get you more excited or less
excited?
Yeah,
I got excited? You sized.
I hope.
I'm guessing
hope.
Less.
Eric, go
probably
down the
less.
List. There, go
I
down
know.
The list.
I'm eating my Bethesda bagel stuff.
Drab loves this topic.
I love the topic.
This is a great Junkies topic.
You're the only one that doesn't like sex.
All right, what's a guess?
Right.
Number two.
That's why I don't like the topic.
So sports is number one. Two's got to be like things to do.
Probably like your mortgage payment.
Right.
Financial stress.
Bills.
Just think about bills, yo. It's got to be up there.
The last sports thing Jason thought of during sex was like the Cordell Stewart Hail Mary.
It was so long ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Which horde
such
did
a
do.
Great play.
Not for me.
Not for you.
34%. By the way. 80% of guys that were in the sample, and this is an Australian study, they're aged 25 to 34, 80% say they use the distraction method.
Sure.
So, I mean, everyone's doing it. So, number one is sports.
Well, they're definitely That's thinking the most- about rugby.
Australian rules football.
Yeah.
Number two Cricket. Is work. You think about work, that's just a big bummer, so no one's going to get ticed. Number
Think
three,
about AWOD in TriCaster, Virginia over there.
Number three is their to-do list.
Okay.
That's right there. That's at 29%.
C-flops. That's going to get me hornier.
What you going to do right after?
What they're going to eat next.
Right.
That's our...
Let's think about food. And then five is 19% think about their family as a distraction, like their grandma.
That's weird. Right.
That's irky.
That's you can't do that.
Well, I think Eric falls into that category.
What?
What weird?
Number because you're obsessed with like Stevie's lacrosse. So I know that's always on your mind. So
I don't think. Trust me, I'm not thinking
I think,
about that.
I think you think about Stevie's lacrosse.
You think
he'd
be thinking about like a crazy
no,
split, like split
you,
dodge that Stevie made in a game.
I'm telling you what I do. I bite myself. I bite my lip, or I bite my finger, or I think about the Cowboys offensive line.
JP thinks about flag football plays to draw.
Yeah, right.
I just told you.
Workout routines.
No.
He's counting his calories he's burning.
Set. Yeah, what I think about is bad beats. And not the bad beat jackpots.
Do you think about poker when you're hitting skids?
No. Because that would get me hornier. That would get me to where I need to be quicker.
So stupid.
Hey, you might get a little more sized.
Maybe.
Sports no longer works for Drabby. I've been so conditioned to it. Where it's just like.
So what do you have to think about now?
Now I have to go just think about the most horrific.
Think about your dead dog or something.
Yeah, I think about my dead dog and I think about blood.
bridge like, collapse.
Like, you know, having my arm cut.
You think
blood
about
everywhere.
Tom Wilson's hit last Valdez night. Based on your alone time.
Valdez thinks about three putts.
I got a question, Drab. I don't want to get too specific. It's terrifying. But based on what you have revealed on this show about your alone time.
Okay.
The times when you're with your wife, shouldn't you actually have pretty good endurance because you're doing it all the time?
It's totally opposite feeling.
It's just so silly.
So silly and rare.
And rare.
You've been married like a week.
Well, we've been together a long time.
Right.
When are you getting in your house?
Memorial Day weekend? 27 days.
I believe he's done zero
packing. I know what Drab thinks about his wife's driving record.
Yeah, I can think about that.
Right.
Have we talked about that on the air?
No.
Yeah. I don't know if he wants to, but
I don't care.
Been quite a few accidents.
Sorry,
right?
I didn't mean to be a sore spot.
My wife got a new car about 2 weeks ago.
Why'd she get a new car?
Not a new car.
But why? Yeah, a new car for her, new to her.
She had she wrecked her Jetta or Passat, whatever it was, slammed into the back of someone.
Right. Wrecked it, totaled it.
Wrecked it. Thanks to our buddy Sam Weiner. He put me in touch with the people at Lindsay Cadillac.
Well, right. Of course
went over
he
there.
Did.
Right. And we actually bought a Volvo from their used lot.
Yep.
Right. 2010 silly SUV.
Previously owned.
Previously owned.
That's the way people like to address it in 2018.
Silly car.
Used sounds hurting.
How long did that last?
She had it for
2 weeks.
7 days. And I get a text, a picture of it all smashed up in the giant parking lot. Now, she says someone else did it. I tend to believe her, but.
You tend to believe her.
There's doubt.
He didn't 100%
believe
her.
Well, have you ever gone to a giant parking lot, got a watermelon or something, and then came back and car's pumped?
Yeah, it looked like Gravedigger ran over it.
I'm almost 50. It's never happened to me. Has it ever happened to you, JP?
No.
Has it ever
Especially
happened to you?
Since she's got the driving skills of a great grandmother.
If it's happened, it's like a little nick on the car. It's not major damage.
I've smashed into people way more times than I've ever been smashed into.
It didn't look like a Mazda backed into it. It looked like... Stallone and Over the Top got in a semi truck.
When you backed into the pillar, I don't know, the cement pillar.
Yeah, it's all alleged, by the way.
Right, in Florida. What did it look like?
Not that bad.
Didn't even look that bad.
It was a scratch.
No, it was a small dent.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to hers.
No, this looks like she slammed into the front of a building going 30 miles an hour.
It looks like an accordion.
Yeah.
Right. She pummeled the car.
The whole grill, everything fell off.
It's impossible. Yeah. So you filed a police report. Did they laugh at you when they saw the car?
I told her she had to deal with it. I said I was too Rick to deal with the police.
Yeah, you were very Rick.
She Ricked you, like to say.
Did insurance come? Like, don't they have to assess the vehicle?
She's taking care of it. Yeah. Once that police report gets approved,
it's
not going to come over.
What if they have surveillance video and they show nothing happened?
Well,
there's definitely cameras.
Well, then she'll go to jail.
Right.
It's insurance fraud.
I actually told her, I said, before you call the police, you better tell them the truth. I said, other than that, I don't know what happened.
You're washing your hands of this event.
Because, I mean, this is a legitimate question.
A lot of trust in that relationship.
If you work for an insurance company, please call in. If someone claims that their car got pummeled in the parking lot while they went in and bought a couple apples, and then they came back, play the apple sound.
Apple.
Two apples.
And then you come back and the car looks like an accordion, would it be standard for the local insurance company, not some big claim, but you know, would it be standard to check the surveillance video to see if the story corroborates? Is that like something made for TV and they only do that like for murder?
I don't know that there's surveillance video in most parking lots, like in the middle of a parking lot.
There's surveillance everywhere.
I think there's everywhere. Because they have to protect
themselves. Plus that shopping center has a bank in it, so maybe.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there are cameras around.
She said she went and asked. And she was with a friend who's a Bible thumper and she
corroborated. Say it again, stupid.
Carabas.
Corroborated.
Corroborated.
Yeah, you got.
You're trying to put an L in
she
there.
She concurred. The story.
She concurred. Confirmed. The story.
She corroborated it. I
mean, you're making a mockery of the language.
What?
She corroborated it.
Yeah.
Say it again.
C- collaborated.
It's not collaborated. It's not a collaborated.
She collaborated. They were together. Two people together.
Do you understand? There's no L in it. Do you understand that?
Rick, who cares?
Corroborate means verify.
It's the English language.
Collaborate means to work together.
Yeah. Do you know the difference between the two words?
Yes, Rick.
He knows the difference. He just can't
what
say
it. What was your
them.
GPA? Serious. Like in high school?
3.45. But we don't do that 4.5 scale. It only went to the 4.0.
Right. Well, what about college?
Like
what was your
GPA?
College, a little different story. A lot of Coors Light at ASU.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, you and Bruce right. Allen.
Can you answer these calls? I want to see if it would be standard for a local insurance agent to check video cameras when you have a suspect story like
that. By the way, I would never participate in insurance fraud.
Never. Why would you do that?
I would never do that.
Quick question just to flip the script on the first topic. The first topic was what do guys think about?
Guys.
Now, chicks don't need to avoid... But what did they think about during?
I can't wait till this is over.
Right? When is this going to be done?
When is this fat creep going to get off me? I would say that's 80%.
I think that's a universal type of deal.
Yeah. I'd say that's 80%.
They're never thinking about sports or their to-do list.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, they might be thinking about that, too. Like, oh, my God, I got so much to do. When is this creep going to be done?
My wife would have thought about what she's going to order on Amazon.
It's constant.
All right. It's every day.
There's a reason that their stock price is like $1,500.
It's every single day.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brian in Fredericksburg. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Yeah, she's definitely getting investigated.
Right? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, spent 7 days after getting a new car, you have an accident. Yeah, you're getting SIU, which is our investigation.
Now, why does that matter that it's 7 days? What does that have?
A lot of people don't wreck their cars that quick after getting them, and most times when it happens, it's staged. So,
well, what would be the
penalty? It doesn't look good. She's going to have to do an under oath statement, and if she's found lying, she's definitely going to face jail time or fines.
Really? Now, are you going to look at cameras? Will you look for cameras?
Absolutely.
That'll be standard.
They're going to go right to the store.
That'll be standard.
Especially 7 days. Yep. They're going to go right to the store and ask for video.
I still don't understand why 7 days matters. What if I had the car for 2 years and I claim someone hit me in the parking lot?
It's less likely someone's going to make a false claim, you know, having a car that long. Most people, when they get a car, they'll wreck it before they, you know, report it to the insurance company and then try to claim it before they actually put the car on the policy. So it's a big red flag.
I don't understand. Can you translate, Cakes? Why
he's
is that
too amped up in his own business.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. So he's saying it's standard.
It was
an eight-year-old
car that I paid cash for. Didn't drive a...
What if she was caught lying and it was a $50,000 fine? What would you
I don't think it'd be a fine. I think it's going to be jail time.
Would you divorce her?
Orange is the new drab.
Would you get out of that house?
For the record, I believe my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You said mostly.
It just seemed fishy.
Right.
No, I think
seems fishy to you and you're the husband.
Yeah, but
husband.
I hashed out all the details.
All right, let's do one more. Let me go real quick. Let's go to Jason in Manassas. Jason, what's up?
The reason they want to check the videotapes at the stores is not really to check on his wife, but to really try to find out who other party.
Yeah.
They could go after them for the damages. Sure. They don't want to put out any money that they don't have to.
Sure.
Right. So they're definitely, they're definitely going to look
at the cameras.
Yeah, they're definitely going to ask the store, do you have parking lot cameras so that they can check to see if they can see what happened in the accident, maybe check a license plate and go after the other person.
Right.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, buddy.
And then if they determine that she did it, they'll deny her claim, and she'll just be screwed because they won't pay for her any of her damages.
Is she going to go to jail? We want jail time.
Will they drop her?
They might drop her. I don't think they'll send her to jail. But
why? It's a false claim. Sorry. Isn't it like fraud? Yeah, like some terrible...
It is fraud, but I don't think that she would see jail time or they would take her to court. They would just say, sorry, we're not going to pay your claim. You're not a...
What about filing a false police report?
Did she file a police report?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she filed police.
Then that would be the police, not the insurance company, and I'm sure they would be upset.
Exactly.
And they would take her to court.
All right, Jason, got to run. Thanks for the call. Is Mike Rizzo, the president of baseball operations, general manager of the Nationals, as we go in the clubhouse, Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, unexpectedly different. Hey, Mike.
Junkies, how are you?
Hello, great.
Mike, I have a question for you. In your little area there, and we've been to his suite, but I can't remember. You know, he's got all those analytics tools.
Mm-hmm.
He could see the spin rate. He could see how the guys, how hard they're hitting it off the bat or whatever. He's got all that at his disposal, all those monitors. Do you have a Caps game on also in the suite?
You know, we don't put anything on during our games other than our game. We don't want to split our focus, but immediately after the game, we all hightailed it downstairs to the clubhouse and watched the finish of the Caps game. It's really important to these guys. They really want to support the Caps in D.C., and I think it's pretty fun. I think it's pretty cool, and there was a big shout-out when Ovi knocked that one in, and you know, they kind of clinched the win with a couple seconds left.
Well, we know that everybody was wearing Caps hats except for Bryce, and Bryce has his relationship with Vegas. Are there any Pens fans on the Caps?
Yeah.
Because we were actually looking at it. We got a couple guys who are from Pennsylvania.
There's nobody raising their hands. I know that. If they are, there's nobody popping off about it. I know that much.
Nice. Nice.
Now, you actually have time to go, because I believe you play on Thursday at 1 o'clock, correct?
Ooh.
Yeah, Thursday at 1.
So
right.
you could actually, Mike, get to Game 5 if you wanted to. Go over there and see Game 5 because it's on Thursday night.
It's in Pittsburgh, right?
Oh, that's right. It's in Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Game 4.
Oh, believe me, if it was here, I would definitely forget I said that.
I'm just thinking they're playing here.
Game 5 is Saturday.
Yeah, here, it's Saturday, yeah.
And it's to be determined the time, so it kind of depends on when the Nats are playing.
Yeah,
and when the Caps
I don't know what
play.
I was thinking.
All right, well, let's talk about you guys, though, because...
By the way, this is a better week to have you on, because last week we had you on, and you were out west, and you guys were struggling a little bit.
This is poopy.
And it's always hard to have you on the show when you guys aren't playing well.
Well, it's not as fun.
You pounded out 12 runs last night. I believe in Max's last two starts, he's got 27 runs of run support. Is that correct?
I'm sure you have your facts straight. I don't know that fact offhand, but
you're going to believe him after he just botched the
I think I actually got that one right.
This is the circle of trust here, man. We got to trust each other about the facts.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, the facts are, I mean, Max is pitching his ass off, and I don't want to completely give him the Cy Young yet, but he's well on his way.
Mike, I mean, let's be honest. God forbid he gets hurt, but if he stays healthy, he's going to win his third consecutive Cy Young. He's just, there's no one better, no one even close in the National League right now.
Well, he's elite, and he's as good as it gets, as good as I've ever had, and I've had some good ones. I've had Cy Young Award winners, and Randy Johnson, Brandon Webb, I've had those guys with Arizona. This guy, you know, he separates himself from any other pitcher that I've ever been around, and I've had a lot of great ones. It just, the whole attitude, the whole commitment, the whole mindset of this man is spectacular and special, and he's in a class of his own as far as how he ramps himself up for these things. He's a complete baseball player. He wants to be a well-rounded player, a well-rounded athlete, and you could see the ownership he takes in the batter's box, on the base paths, fielding his position. You know, he wants to win the Cy Young and the Gold Glove and the Silver Slugger Award and the world, most of all, the World Series. And that's what drives this man so much. After accomplishing so much, this guy is the most driven player that I've ever been around, even at this stage in his illustrious career so far.
Yeah, you could see it. It's like written on him. You know what I mean? Like, even the fans could see it from afar. Who else is close, like, that you've been around?
I mean, he reminds me of I was in Chicago in those Jordan years when he was carrying the club on his back, and and just his commitment to win and those type of things. So, you know, we had Johnson and Schilling in Arizona, and you talk about a rivalry within the team. Those guys went after it hard, and one guy set off the other. I think we have a little bit of that with Strauss and Scherzer. I think they feed off each other's success and want to one up each other. And it's just such a fun process to see this guy prepare, and the way he does it is really so unique and really second to none.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, the president of baseball operations and Nats GM, he joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. I don't have the updated stats, but a couple of days ago we were talking about the bullpen usage and wonder how concerned you are that three guys had pitched in over half the games already.
Yeah, well, it's a concern. It's a long season. You know, it's a marathon. We have to caretake these relievers. They're fine tuned athletes also, and we need to have a strategic plan, and we do. The problem is we haven't been scoring many runs, so The case is we play a ton of close one-run games, up by a run, down by a run, where you have to really use your A bullpen because you don't want to give up a lead, or you don't want to fall too far behind. So we've been pushing these guys pretty hard. We think that when we get a couple of our injured relievers back, that'll take a little onus off these guys. When we get a couple of our position players back, we should be able to breathe a little easier and score a few more runs. And you know, I think that's kind of the issue in a nutshell, is that we've played so many close games that we haven't had an opportunity to really pace these guys out the way we wanted to.
Yeah, and you shook up the lineup a little bit again last night, moving Bryce up to the top. And it's tough to pitch around a leadoff guy. And you get him a little bit more pitches to see and hit. And he got one there. I don't know what inning that was, but hit the three-run bomb there.
I think it was the fifth.
Fifth inning, yeah. So I guess Davey said he's going to ride that pony until it stops, right? I mean, I expect to see him up top again tonight.
Yeah, I think I would expect to see him up there tonight. You know, Davey, we had a conversation about it with the coaching staff, and we felt that after a frustrating couple of weeks with Harp, getting pitched around, and then getting a couple of pitches to hit and just missing him and following him back, and we felt that really we had little to lose by shuffling the lineup and creating a little energy and that type of thing. I think the key strategical move on the lineup wasn't only putting Harp one, was hitting the pitcher eighth and Defoe ninth. Defoe got on base four times last night as almost like a second leadoff hitter.
Right.
Harp came up with guys on base several times during the game. I think that's really kind of a sneaky strategic move by Davey that really went unnoticed. But I think that, it is anywhere you could make player feel more comfortable, change it up a little bit, get a little new energy and that type of thing, I think goes a long way. The key to this whole thing is communication. Davey doesn't do this in a vacuum. He doesn't, you don't come in the lineup the next day and say, oh, wow, I'm leading off and Defoe's hitting ninth and that type of thing. There's communication going on. There's opinions asked. There's a talk with all the players involved when he makes these changes. And I think that's why you see the players embracing Davey so much. It's we're all on the same page. They feel that they're part of the process, and I think that the communication aspect of Davey's managerial game is top shelf.
Mike, you don't strike me as a guy that complains about a lot of things. We're the exact opposite. We complain about everything. If I were you, I'd be complaining about the fact that the Nats have to go out to the West Coast again on May 7th. You got seven games against the Padres and the D-backs. You guys just got back from the West Coast like a week and a half ago. I'd be complaining to the league office if I were you.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to play 162. You've got to play all the teams. It's I always say it's not who you play, it's when you play them. Depending on you could get a team that's coming off a hot streak, and you get there and they turn cold. Hey, you got to play the games. No one cares about how I feel about the schedule or about injuries or woe is me. We've got our three of our top hitters out. Stop it. And quit whining and let's play. And at the end of the day, we'll see who has the best. After 162 is a great test of who has the best organization, who has the best depth, who can weather these storms and that type of thing. And that's just kind of the way I've gone about it, just because, that's the way you have to go about it.
Mike, time for the Burke and Herbert Bank fan question of the week. This one could be tough. What's the latest with Seth Romero? I think Nats fans believed he would be gone only for spring training, but he hasn't returned. Should we still have faith it'll get his act together? That's from Randy in Clifton.
Oh, we're at chapter one of this novel with Seth Romero. He's got big league stuff. He's a big league capable pitcher. He's a first round pick that we have high expectations for. But no man is bigger than the organization. We have to get this thing right. We have to nip it in the bud. It has to be the Nationals' way right out of the gate, or you don't get the privilege to play in the Washington Nationals organization. And he has some requisites that he has to fulfill before he has the honor to don a Washington Nationals uniform again. And when he does, he'll be welcome back with open arms. Until he does, he won't.
All right, we got Strasburg tonight, correct? And then tomorrow, is it Hellickson tomorrow?
Yes, Strasburg Hellickson to complete the Pirates series.
Hmm. Hey, I've got a question. We just saw the NFL draft, and we've talked to you in the past about how you prepare for drafts and organizational decisions. There were a couple of guys who had supposed off-the-field issues, but not criminal issues, and I wonder how you factor these things in the equation. For example, Darius Geis, who the Redskins drafted, they say he plays too many video games. What would you say about that? Would that even be a factor?
Here's what I would say, guys, is that my area scouts, they have to do all that work. That's on them to get the right makeup on this player. They need to know in depth what he does, how it affects him, how it affects the video games. How does it affect the way he prepares? How does it affect the way he performs? And if they give me thumbs up on makeup, character, attitude, work ethic, and that type of thing, I have really no problem with it. And if they have red flags, then I have red flags. So that's how I do it.
So the local scouts will look into personal relationships, because another story which has come out recently is Josh Rosen, who was the 10th pick in the draft, a quarterback out of UCLA. Apparently one of the teams backed off because they approached his girlfriend or maybe a volleyball coach, something like that, and it just was kind of wacky.
Yeah, again, that these guys who are closest to the players and closest to the prospects need to know these guys inside and out. And if it's going to a school guidance counselor, if he's in college or high school, if it's going to a girlfriend, if it's you're in the information gathering process. We look at film, we determine ability level, performance, upside, and that type of thing on the field. And then the other portion of it is, you know, what is he off the field? How is his talents going to translate into performance and that type of thing? And, your people on the ground, your ground troops, your area scouts, the guys who are in the trenches every day, they need to really be the key person in any of those kind of personnel decisions. It's ultimately the general manager and the scouting director's, trigger to pull. But these guys, you have to get the entire information. And sometimes, no matter what the scouts say about the character and the work ethic and that type of thing, you still have a decision to make. Does the ability lever overrun the possibility that the character and makeup may get in the way? And that's something that you have to determine as the guy running the franchise. And but these decisions are not done in a vacuum. It's a total group effort, and you better get all the information you have before you make these decisions.
Did we ask Mike who's the closest to come back with the three guys, the three biggies that are banged up? I assume it's Rendon. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say it's Rendon. I think Eaton and Murphy are not far behind, but they're not nearly as close as Rendon. I think that Anthony has had two extremely difficult workouts at the ballpark the last 2 days. We really put him through his paces. He came through them both fine. We've made some adjustments to his footwear, his shoes, and the soles of his spikes and that type of thing to kind of protect the toe. And he's passed all those tests. So we're going to give him another test today, and then we'll assess where he's at and if he goes on a rehab assignment and when we get him back to the big leagues.
Nice.
All right, Mike.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. See you next week.
Okay. Yep. We'll
Thanks,
do.
Mike. It's Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, general manager of the Washington Nationals.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.